please welcome Josie McCarthy.
Detachment. You draw heart at wit's end. Your wedding finger the pencil. I half doze, sated from our picnic of Pringles and soft ice cream. The tide is on the turn, the enigmatic sea moving to its own mysterious rhythms. A liner glides on the horizon. I glide with it far, far away, until a thrum thrum sounds beside me. Our toddler drums on a downturned plastic bucket. No music yet, but the hope he will hone his skill. You inscribe your initials deep into the grey sand. I shut my eyes tight, wishing you wouldn't write mine. Oh.
Thank you, Josie. Please welcome Derek Sauer.
Thank you. It's lovely to be here. It's the fourth time I've been here, and I'll be coming back for a fifth time. That's great. Okay, this poem called La Llorona, Weeping Woman, and it's partly inspired by a painting by Picasso. Weeping Woman. She sings and dances, scars on her brow, wearing her patched dress and her crazy hat. I fashioned art and lived as I wished, she said, but that was before I was sent to the clinic, where they inscribed me with fear, taking my children and spitting my mind. We glimpsed her from far, at the school where gunfire haunts the air, at the abattoir and the suicide's bridge, at the soldier's tomb and the hospital ruin, where a missile streaked from a drone, and the shrine where the children were killed by a drunk in a car. I'm the weeping woman. Life has foiled me, she said. My eyes are gummed by the congealed tears of all the years gone by. I don't know any more what sorrows are, my dears, she sang, except that they paralyze my heart. She was seen again by the charred ruins of Aleppo, each gaunt facade framing a house, a home hollowed by war. Thousands on thousands lost, she sang, and just for power to be held. From Guernica to here, the dead are all kin of mine. I am la femme en pleurs. I follow the sadness because I must. I once was free, as you.
Thank you, Derek. Okay, so I'm going to call on one of our two judges who happens to be here this evening, Bernadette McCarthy. Bernadette's going to read a poem by Jenny Pollock and Bernadette McCarthy.
Congratulations to everyone, especially Geraldine, Derek and Marianne, who are here tonight. Jenny Pollock, The Idea of Snow. Imagine a scene, one that begins with a glance, as if a poet was looking out a window at something discreet, of which the main ingredient was the meal, and snow, the most exotic element of a dish towards which she is leading us, the trace of it, so heavily concealed and mysterious. You have to imagine how a woman might lean forward, and with a long and deliberately slow hand, cast out her spice, as if she was sewing her mind's tongue. And if you still can't discover it, imagine sumac and lime crusting the rim of the plate, like inclement weather. And imagine the salt falling thick and white, which is as close as a poet gets. January, midsummer Sydney, and in her bikini.
Thanks, Bernadette, for that, and thank you for coming up with a very fine shortlist for this year's competition. So, first up, please can we have Benjamin Burns?
I'm going to read a poem by Patricia Wolfe from the 20th of August, 2018. At last, I am an island. Disciplined furiously over creative habits, no level of tincture will set me free, nor any peaceful chiding blow my mind. Suffering the tincture repeatedly at force until the peaceful derision spelt it out, salty discipline at the end of an answering machine, furiously recalled at a strong notice. Bleeding from an island, a tincture worth forgetting, no level of discipline can save me now. Relegated to peaceful means, sending out notice, furiously quiet on a backhanded swathe. Peaceful worrying, reach for the tincture, no use for discipline in public places. Furiously binding time, no case to answer, islanded over worry, a believable fury.
Thank you, Patricia.
Thank you, Ben.
So the contributors to can read their own or someone else's fireworks challenge. It's absolutely fine. So next up, we have the person who's won the most fireworks challenges in the last 12 months. Five of them, Jim Crickard.
Okay, I'm going to read a poem, not by myself, but by the boy who called out the word pearl earlier.
Yay!
Ethan Desmond. So the words were soaker, lullaby, temporary, slither, and jacket. You there, lonely boy. Yes, you with the sports jacket, brown belt, and black shoes. You dare insult this alien being. This halo, sucker, this is highlighter. I am no stylish angel with quiet lullaby voice. No, I am Lamia, a gorgon, clad in my scales of fashion and fury. This is not a whimper you hear with your back turned, but a rattle of my stiletto tail as I slither towards you. Tongue poised to cut with words and devour your false pride. I am a legend, a visual myth carved into the rock of your memory. And you are a temporary plaything. Just another stone with a blink of my eyeliner.
Thank you, Ethan. Thank you, Jim. And next up, we have Jack Shortland.
Is Kira on here?
No.
Good.
Oh,
I've already run
out
of cards. If I have a next life, I want to come back with Kieran's voice, so I'm going to do this justice. I'll try to get into the soul of it anyway. This is it now, the moment that had been talked about on your first date, joked about on your wedding night, marveled at on your honeymoon. The moment right after the 5 minutes allowed for a phone call to a loved one. The few minutes before liftoff, checklist, dubious, check, check, settled round, saddled up, away. Beers crack in cheers, the ascent, last lights on the harbour gold. Oh, to be a sailor and not an astronaut.
Thank you, Kieran, and thank you, Jack. Next, could we call on Mile Harriet?
Hi, I'm going to read one of my own. The words are pen, respite, dance, festival, and pamphlet. It's a very short one. Poetry in motion. At the literary festival, the writers cast aside their pens and pamphlets and began to dance. Paul Casey did a sultry tango with Anna Maria Crow Serrano. to Orlais and
what?
Your boys from the crowd. It was a respite for the literati from that exacting taskmaster to the written word. Poetry in motion. Thanks.
Thank you for that, Niall. Or not. Patricia Walsh.
I'm going to read a piece by Alana Daly Mulligan. Did you hear that? I'm going to read it, but I don't think it can do it justice. So this is called Hunters. They're hunting for something. He's out of his farm, 6'2" farm boys. Heavily drugged barrels. Slinking between the scumbags and scumbags of the city to rid it of her vixens. They're hunting for something. I had to wander across the redundant bodies of a Thursday night, stuck between threads of coloured life, and those who raise their heads above the grass to the last dance. They're hunting for something. As a public ear to pray who don't need to hear what they're thinking. They're slinking slumbags, scumbags, on the cusp of the come with somebody who is worth nothing. They're just hunting for something. Someone. A mistress to the insecurity. And someone to drag back to their box flat, where they can tear and scare and plunge their teeth into the fact, without the lonely last dance, they wouldn't stand a shooting chance. Thank you.
And next we have Rosalind Blue.
I'm going to read one of my own, even though I've been doing them quite recently. And I'm going to choose this one here, the second one, of which I'm quite proud. And I will need to let the competition know that that this is already published now. Unfortunately, I have to pull it back. Anyway, thanks a million for publishing.
Take that out.
This is the fish poetry competition that I sent it to, but anyway, it's here. So, fusion. With bare hands she folds the crimson glow of copper, like viscous drops of heart blood, illumined in rainbow flames, a diadem of colours swirling. She stirs the luminous wind, reflecting the universe expand, refracted to celestial scent, and she conducts the breath of the spirit from the silky depth of your eyes. Then she blends with oaken staff, like honey syrup flowing, your blue of earth, her light of soul, the amber glistening of brass, like tears of heaven glowing. At last she melds with magic style in purest alchemy, a drop of fire from thirsty lips, her heart of gold, your voice of night, to sing a melody of life, unites the elements of dark and light to perfect harmony.
To have some in-house artists here at Oak Vale. Three of them actually are published in this year's Five Words. That's one example of it. The artists are Alexis Campbell-Bannerman, who isn't here tonight, Eileen Healy, who is here tonight. Thanks for the new Facebook profile image. And of course, Margaret Creedon O'Shea. Right.
I just we might all know, but Jim has such a sacred rituals of minimalist things that I will honour him with his eyebrow ritual of the eyebrow. And he's got Da Vinci in there as well, so shaving off my eyebrows. Under harsh bathroom light, I shave off my eyebrows. I say prayers to the razor and hold a moment of silence. That I won't look like a thumb when I'm done. As hair sprinkle into the sink, I begin to think about the HD brows I'll be swanning around town with. I take an eyebrow pencil and I hope to cajole a Da Vinci soul through my hand to draw the fairest brows of all the land. I feel Frida Kahlo taking the wheel as the lines of coal conjoin, and I'm sporting a straight-up monobrow on fleek. I feel vitriol towards God that he didn't crack lightning rods through the ceiling and knock the razor away from me. As Nazareth, time passes and I creep out of my house, a daylight victory. I seek spiritual counsel from the wise ones in Brown Thomas. Like a white witch, she places me into the white light and teaches me the ways of the U, them U A's.